From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 26, 2014. AgriLife Extension experts are warning grain sorghum producers they should now be ever more vigilant in scouting for armyworms in the coming weeks as the crop heads out. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. Calvin Trossel, Texas AgriLife Extension agronomist, Lubbock.
The entomologist by Pat Porter here at Lubbock, extension entomologist Ed Bynum at Amarillo, they have been tracking the very high presence of fall armyworm throughout the season. Some of the track counts have almost been off the chart. And certainly, as we finish the season out here, and the entomologist described the different generations of fall armyworm, the moth, the egg lay, certainly as we finish the season out, they are very much cautioning sorghum growers to keep a close eye on any development of fall armyworm in grain sorghum.
And that's throughout the South Plains and the Panhandle.
It's pretty much the South Plains especially, but also in the Panhandle. When you have grain sorghum in the oral stage, you know, where you don't have any, the flag leaf's not emerged, you've got the whorl, that's a very nice area that protects worms. The worm damage in the whorl is usually mostly a cause of anything as long as they don't go down low enough that they feed on the head. However, once the sorghum heads out, then if the worms have a choice, they are going to go to the head and feed there. And so that's where the losses on the grain yield can really come. And, we have recommendations in terms of how to approach that, what to spray. But that's where the economic damage that we're most concerned about potentially could occur is if they start to feed on the head.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.